it's just, I mean, I've really worked hard at planning my travel.
Oh, okay.
This next month, it's just, we wanted to do, we're gonna be on for 3 months.
No, I understand.
So that was like impossible.
No, I understand.
And we're doing a river cruise and some other stuff, so. So it's just, there's no way to plan that around.
No, I understand.
But I've really tried to do that the other, I only missed any other meeting, so.
So if that doesn't work.
I mean, you know, it's fine for some of us to miss a meeting, but I don't like to put the rest of the board in that position.
I understand entirely, so this is my third year, so I have 2 more years and.
We're good, okay, good. We'll pick this up later. Okay, we'll get started then. The June 18th, 2024, meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. We'll do a roll call. Tom DeDonatis?
Present.
Mike D'Angelo?
Here.
Bill Tofudo?
Here.
Steve Seidel, that's me, I'm here, and please note that Joe Nocera is absent. Okay. Before we jump into the rest of the agenda, just.
Need to make a motion, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not gonna go to the motion, I want to.
Okay.
Before we jump into the rest of the agenda, I just want to note for the benefit of those that may be here from the public, for the last case we had advertised for tonight under new business, a hearing in the case of Johnson Duffy, case number 2024-16. It's the property on Caracas Avenue. If you're here for that case, they have requested a continuance until our next meeting. That meeting is scheduled for July 17th, 2024. So if you're here for that, you're welcome to stay through the rest of our meeting, but I just thought I'd, as a courtesy, let you know that so that you don't waste your evening if that's why you're here. Okay. We'll continue on then with the normal agenda. Approval of the minutes, like a motion to approve the minutes of the May 15th, 2024 meeting as amended today by Valerie to be consistent with one of the orders as far as the inches to feet. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, thank you. Mike, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bill. Any discussion?
Actually, I can't second the one case.
Okay, I'll second that. This is just for the approval of the minutes, but I'll second that nonetheless. And Tom, you weren't here for last meeting, right? So you'll be abstaining from.
That's correct. Yes.
Approving the minutes and also the decisions we're adopting today.
Correct.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. Okay. Our first. The first item of old business tonight is adoption of a decision in the case of Carlos Panagua, case number 2024-07. I'll read the key part of that order, then I'll request a motion. So number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-315, table 29, item D, regarding the front yard setback for a principal structure is granted. The applicant may encroach to within 12 feet of the right-of-way for the bed and breakfast. The applicant's, number two, the applicant's request for a special exception from section 225-502.1 regarding the operation of a bed and breakfast is granted. The applicant may establish a bed and breakfast at the subject property as represented during the hearing of this matter. Number three, the relief granted herein shall be strictly contingent upon A, there shall be no cooking area in any room rented to the guests. B, the guests shall not be able to use any cooking area on the property. C, the bed and breakfast shall be limited to one bedroom. And D, any change in use shall require a permit from the township. Do I have a motion to adopt that?
So
order?
So moved.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Second.
Thank you, Bill. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion carries 3-0. Okay. Next item of old business is adoption of a decision in the case of Mountain Climb Partners, LLC, case number 2024-09. Again, I will read that proposed order. And Bill, you'll be abstaining as an interested party in that case. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-401.4.I regarding changes to existing non-conforming signs is granted. The applicant may A, install brackets to reinforce the sign foundation, B, move the face of the sign 2 feet out of the PennDOT right-of-way, C, remove the border around the sign. I'll make a motion to adopt that order.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes as well, 2-0. Okay, the next item is adoption of a decision in the case of Robert Urich, case number 2024-11. And I'll read the proposed order. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 402.5.A, table 35, regarding the off-street parking requirements for a single-family detached dwelling is granted. The applicant may provide zero off-street parking spaces. I'll make a motion to adopt that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bill. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes 3-0. Next one is adoption of a decision in the case of Charles L. Duncan, case number 2024-12. I'll read that order. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-315, table 29, regarding the spa pool with pavers and other improvements is denied. I'll make a motion to adopt that order. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes 3-0 as well. The next item of business is adoption of a decision in the case of Frank Nardo, case number 2024-13. I'll read that order, proposed order. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 402.602 regarding the expansion of an existing nonconforming structure is granted. The applicant may construct the proposed garage to 23 feet in height. Do I have a motion to adopt that? I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, that carries 3-0 as well. Okay, so we have two items of new business then tonight. Well, actually three. We will vote on the accepting the request for the continuance as well, but we'll do that at the end. So the first hearing is in the case of Kenneth Bollinger, case number 2024-14. I understand you actually have two cases tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll keep them separate one at a time, please. And first we need the court reporter to swear you in, if you'd give us your name and address or your association with the property owner.
My name is Ken Bollinger. My address is 586 Old York Road, Eders, Pennsylvania. The company is called Bollinger Group. And I am working for IHM Hershey Corporation. I do. I am coming in on behalf of a company called Laurentano Signs, which is working for the IHM Hershey Corporation that is working with the Hampton Inn & Suites locally here, obviously. And we were hired to install signage for them. One of the signs in particular has been called out that needs a variance. There's two things, two items because of this variance. One, it's being lit, and it's on a canopy, which is the drive-through canopy as shown in the picture to my left. The other portion of it, it's 20 feet is what the special exception is well, we're asking for a special exception as well from 20 feet to 36 feet for the sign. So we're trying to go up another 16 feet. Unfortunately, the name of the company, obviously, is Hampton Inn Suites, which is longer, and we're not trying to be excessive about it. It's just that for somebody to see it on the side of the road, we're asking for a 2 foot high, which is 24 inches by 18 feet wide. So we have two issues. One, obviously, the special exception, and also being lit on the side of the canopy. As you can see in the picture that Dave had previously on the building, there's no other signage on the side of the building there, on that side facing the road. There is a pylon sign that he's going to show us here, which is not changing. We are changing the face in the lower one, just updating it to make it look a little newer. But that's the one sign on the along the road. And they redid the whole drive-through, and we already have a permit to do one of the smaller Hampton Inn Suites right there on the corner, right where he has his mouse. So we're basically looking to identify what the building is by having a sign on the front of the canopy right in that position there, the 2 feet by 18 feet. That would fit nicely in there. We're not trying to change anything major. And we also would like to have it lit so it at least appears. That's an old picture.
Well, refresh our memory. Was there a sign on that portion of the canopy previously? So that's all been,
not recently. All of that has been updated. The whole canopy has been changed. You can see the current, well, the old canopy. That's one of the old pictures. And then the new picture, that's current. So there's no signage or any type of identification on the place now other than on the pylon.
Right, but prior to the renovations, there was a sign that was street-facing in somewhat that same position, although looks like maybe it's positioned a little differently distance-wise to the road.
Yes, just it's out a little further. I believe some of the rules and regulations now are not allowing the signage to be on the canopies or the drive-through awnings. It's just it's a lot of clarification. There's nothing on the building. And that's one of the other issues we're going to discuss on the next portion. But so we're just looking to identify it from the main road. If somebody misses the pylon or if they come into the entrance ahead of time, they can see it at a quick glance. It's just allowing them to know where the hotel is. It's a revitalization to clean up the hotel. That's all done, and now it's to the point of just identifying it.
Question,
this might be a question for David. If this was a wall sign, would there be the same variance be needed?
No. If this was considered a wall sign, it would be a simple permit through community development, which is how the previous signs were treated before the ordinance change in 2017. So this sign was approved as a wall sign.
And the reason it's now a canopy, it just was something was changed. I think of a canopy as like a canvas, something covering a door, but that's considered.
So that drive-through is considered a canopy. Canvas would be considered an awning sign. A canopy sign, the intent is to capture the gas canopy, where you don't want the gas canopy to be one huge sign structure.
What did you say?
The gas stations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because you don't want that whole thing to be signage.
Gotcha.
Which is why the canopy signage is more restrictive than the wall sign.
Okay.
I have a quick question. Did I hear you properly that on the right side of the canopy toward the pantry, there will be signage
There's going to be another Hampton Inn & Suites sign. I believe it's 16 inches high. It's a smaller one. If they don't, I don't know if he has a...
And that one, David, does not need a variance or anything like that?
Does not need a variance.
All right. Thank you.
Because it's smaller?
Because it's smaller and it's not being proposed to be internally illuminated.
Right, okay. Any other questions from the board? Tom, anything else? Okay. So the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Oh, hold on, yeah. So is there anyone here on this case from the public that wishes to testify? Okay. All right, so we'll close this hearing then. And again, the board has 45 days to render its decision.
Okay.
You have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Okay. So we will move on then to the next case. Again, hearing in the case of Ken Bollinger, case number 2024-15.
Would you like me to re-identify myself?
Do we need to swear him in again, Megan? Yes, we probably should. We'll swear you in again anyhow, just to be sure. We got it covered.
My name is Ken Bollinger. I'm with Bollinger Group. The address is 586 Old York Road, Eddars, Pennsylvania. And I am working on behalf of a company called Stratus. They are a sign company. And I'm here representing for an area variance. I do.
This variance is for location of the sign, not area of the sign. So
yes.
just to get the board in the right mm-hmm. headspace, it's the location of the sign, not the
sign
area.
Location. Yes, sorry, I'm thinking the area on the side of the building, but yes. This is called Sparks Hotel, 84 Sype Avenue, Hummelstown, PA. Sparks Hotel is the new version of a hotel. I believe it's the Hilton version. And what they're doing is we've already done the rebranding of the hotel on some of the other items. One, there was a pylon face that we just changed out the face, which is no variance or any type of permit was needed for that. We also did a directional sign on site, which there was no permit or variance needed for that. What we've run into on this particular one, they have one sign on the building existing. Well, that was existing. You can see it in the top right on the side of the building there. The new rules, regulations, identify that the location of the sign on a hotel with multiple stories, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, is that it cannot be higher than the first floor's window, which would put that sign right even lower than that door where that light is on the side of the building. Dave, I don't know if we can scroll into that a little bit.
I'm going to ask David to clarify that because I don't think that's exactly the rule. So,
yeah, the ordinance reads that a wall sign must be located beneath the lower sill of an upper story window. So it's not above the,
okay.
It's not just first floor, it's a lower sill of the uppermost story window. So if you had four stories, as long as it was below the fourth story's window, it would be a permitted location.
So it would be identified right there where that light is there. We'd have to lower the whole thing down. At this time, we actually removed that sign just to get the branding off of the old hotel The new branding is on the pylon, as I had mentioned, and we had to come for a variance to try to get the sign, based on the new ordinances, back up to where we removed the one sign. Basically, it's the same, just replacing one sign to another in the same location. But since the ordinances have changed, we're just asking for a variance to put it back into the same location.
Okay. Any questions?
Same dimensions and everything?
It's a different style, but it's roughly the same square footage.
Roughly the same square footage, and David, you're saying the square footage is compliant with the reg, doesn't require...
Correct. The size meets the ordinance standards. It is simply, our ordinance states that any non-conforming sign must be brought to within full conformance with the ordinance, or it requires a variance.
Okay. Yeah. And in this case, you've got a two-story
yes.
structure as opposed to some hotels that are, you know, three, four, five, six stories.
Right.
Okay, so... Okay, I don't think we have any other questions. Is there anyone from the public here to testify in this particular case? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the hearing. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way.
Okay, thank you
for
you
your
guys.
Testimony.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, our last order of business then tonight is we had scheduled a hearing in the case of Johnson Duffy, case number 2024-16. I understand, David, that the applicant has asked for a continuance.
Yes, the applicant has asked for a continuance effective 3:35 p.m. They sent okay. us an email asking for the case to be continued to the July meeting. We have received... authorization to not ignore the deadlines imposed by the MPC, but they've given us extensions of the 10 deadlines by the MPC to one, hear the case, and to render the decision. So we have all the time extensions we require for this.
Yeah, so the counsel for the applicant waived any requirements of the MPC.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so we need a motion then to accept that request and to continue this case to our July 17th meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay, that carries 4-0. Is there any other business tonight? Guess hearing none, the board will adjourn to executive session to deliberate in the on the two cases that we heard tonight. We need a vote on that, though. Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second it then, Tom.
All right, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.